Track 7, Cakes and Ale, or rather Beer and Bread. We find out why they are at the heart of a unique Norfolk social enterprise.
Bill Russell makes beer with a purpose. Not the usual purpose, but one with a real, active, ambitious social motive. The softly spoken 71-year-old ex-head teacher is the brains behind the Equal Brewery. Not a misspelling, for reasons that will become clear. A social enterprise which wants to get people with learning disabilities, self-esteem issues or mental health problems into the workplace. The story begins around 20 years ago when Bill, a native of Leeds, took voluntary redundancy from the education world following yet another of those reorganisations which bedevil the sector. He'd been a teacher, a head teacher at a Great Yarmouth primary school, and had worked in an advisory role with the local authority. He started to wonder what he might do post-redundancy. For some obscure reason, I decided to open a microbrewery in Great Yarmouth, thinking, how hard can it be to run your own business, he says. It was quite hard, but it was relatively successful. I was immensely proud to bring brewing back to Yarmouth because at that time, in 2004, there was no brewing in Yarmouth. His Blackfriars Brewery was later sold to a drinks distributor, which then bought Lakens. Then, around 18 months later, Bill had a life-changing event. A severe stroke took away the use of his right arm and leg and affected his voice and hearing. I always blame it on Norwich City because I went to see Norwich play Fulham and they lost, he says. I met my son in London after the game. He has a flat there. Had a few drinks and in the morning woke up having had a stroke. Traumatised, Bill found himself in Watford Hospital. I was one of the lucky ones. I wasn't as devastated as some of the ones who'd lost everything. In fact, as I had use of one arm, I was feeding someone because there were not sufficient staff on the ward, he says. He returned to Norfolk for treatment and, as he recovered, started to volunteer at a food bank in the city. But there was the germ of an idea forming in his mind. I thought, I'm a teacher, I know how to brew, I'm an amateur baker, and I've always worked with children, so I did wonder whether we could do something to engage people with some sort of learning disability or mental health problem. So 5 years ago, he went to Independence Matters, a social enterprise business which evolved from Norfolk County Council support services to provide support in the home and the community for adults with learning disabilities, young people in transition, and those living with dementia. I suggested the Equal Brewery, a brewery and a bakery, he says. The idea is that we provide people with skills which may lead them through to employment and build their self-esteem and confidence. In a small space at the IM site on the Ipswich Road in Norwich, he set up a brewery and a bakery and began to work with a small group of people, giving them skills in making beer and baking and, crucially, helping their self-esteem and confidence issues. Progress has been steady, though interrupted by the pandemic, and the Equal Brewery had a boost when Bill approached the co-op this summer to see if it would stock their beer. They tasted it, liked it, and then came to watch the process carried out by people with learning difficulties and placed an order. Bill has also had support from other local businesses. Crisp Maltings provide the malt free of charge. Bread Source supplies half-price flour, and the Southwold brewer, Adnams, has been a source of support and help, providing machinery and also taking some of the beers down to one of its London pubs for no charge. Bill is acutely aware of the need to tread a careful line with the deliberately labour-intensive processes at Equal Brewery. Helping people develop their skills while using their labour could risk accusations of exploitation. So to counter that, there's a certified learning programme to monitor progress. It had its first success recently when it was able to offer one of the team a few hours of paid work a week. A small step, but a significant one for Bill. He would love to see a business take on one of the people that he's been helping. The time I'll pull my shirt over my head and run around the car park is when we get someone employed, when someone says, yes, we can take them on. They may need to be supported. They may need someone there. It may only be 2 days a week, but it would be employment, he says. One of Bill's biggest headaches is funding. The brewery's income is from beer sales alone, although Bill recently went on a course which helps amateur bakers take the first step into commercial making, perhaps with a market stall or something along similar lines. Bill says that they could make 40 loaves of bread a week to sell on-site or perhaps through a local business if someone came forward. The beer is sold directly. There's usually a golden ale in stock, and they've been busy making a festive ale for the winter months, which packs a punch at 8% ABV. Best drunk sitting down, advises Bill. But you're not just buying a beer, you're buying a story here. You're potentially helping someone move to future employment. Then there is the Brewery Slice, a novel investment where instead of receiving cash, dividends, you're given 7.5% back in beer or bakery products. Bill also has an eye on the longer-term future. There is a potential for expansion at the Independence Matters Sproston site if the money can be found. There is certainly a demand. I get people ringing and saying, heard about the brewery, we know someone, can they come? And I just don't have the space, he says. It would be something for someone else to take on. Much as he loves what he does, Bill can't be everywhere at once, and he does need time to do his own thing. And what does he like to do when he's not at Equal Brewery? Make beer and bake, of course.